Visiting now with the voice of the Kansas State Wildcats. Of course, you hear him on our station, Mix 94, with K-State football and basketball, Wyatt Thompson. And Wyatt, day three of the Catbacker Tour of the Western Swing. How's it been so far?
It's been terrific. We had a really, really fine event in Dodge City to start off with. Had nearly 50 students there, which was outstanding. Had another really fine event last night in Garden City. One of the better performances on our end in a while, in my opinion. We really had a big program, and I think everybody enjoyed it. Gave away a lot of scholarships, raised some money for K-State athletics, and now here we are in Scott, which is always the one that everybody talks about, and rightfully so.
Well, it's always the most unique one. I mean, it pretty much represents the agriculture part of Kansas State University, being in a feed yard, middle of the feedlot here, and technically. But talk about the attitude, or what's the mindset of the K-State fans you've seen the first couple nights that you talked to?
I think everybody is really excited about what's going on, because we really do have some really neat things going on right now at K-State. As an example, sometime next month, the basketball programs will be moving into a new $17, $18 million practice facility that they're so excited about and should be. I think it's going to be a terrific facility for them when it's all said and done. And then, of course, the weekend of the spring football game, we had the groundbreaking for the $75 million West Stadium Center expansion project, which was really terrific. You know, a year from now, we'll be very, very close to getting that thing going. It's going to be such an upgrade for really everybody, and in particular the student-athletes with a training table and that. And the truth is we've had an awfully successful sports season. You look at the football program going to the Cotton Bowl, and both basketball teams in the NCAA tournament again. Volleyball went to the Sweet 16. We had a terrific, and it's not over yet, a terrific outdoor track and field season. And we've got a couple of kids that are defending national champions in track. So it's been a lot of fun to cover it on a daily basis.
Definitely so. Can you believe you're wrapping up your 10th year with Kansas State University?
It is hard to believe. I was telling Mike Clark driving over here today from Garden City, it is amazing to me how time flies. But, you know, K-State's a very special place. You get into the moment, and it just flies by. And part of it is because you have success, and we're having fun at what we're doing, and we've got such a great, passionate fan base. Our fans are always behind us. They'll hear Bill Snyder tonight, some of these guys, maybe for the 20th time, I don't know. And they'll also get to hear Bruce Weber for the first time. So it's a really unique experience and a lot of fun.
Of course, this would be probably more interesting, is meeting with Bruce Weber for the first time. And what's your impression on him so far in the first few weeks that he's been in Manhattan?
Wonderful gentleman. I guess I will start with that. We were told about that when he was hired, that he was a great, great person. In my experiences with him so far, I'd have to tell you that is absolutely the truth. He's worked really, really hard to just kind of wrapping up hiring a staff. And I think he's been impressed with what he has seen so far with our returning players and the type of young people they are. Certainly he's going to inherit a team that will have pretty high expectations. We get into next October and November. And I think he's excited about that. You know, we've got Rodney Magruder back, and Will Spradling, and Jordan Enriquez, and a lot of really good players. Really only lose two guys. So with that practice facility and a new staff and a new look and all of those kind of things, I think our fans are starting to think that, you know, basketball's a little ways away, but it'll be here before you know it. And I think they're excited, and we'll get more excited about it as the time goes by.
Well, we'll go to two new venues this year, this fall, with football, TCU and West Virginia, of course, taking the place of Missouri and Texas A&M. You got to be excited to go to new venues to see for the first time.
I'm really excited about it. You know, the reality of it is, I'm just being honest, I hated to lose Missouri, because it's been such a long and prosperous rivalry with Kansas State. A&M, not as long, but we've had some incredible games with them, including a championship game in 98 and the four overtime game this year. Having said all of that, when you really boil all of the water out of it, TCU and West Virginia's football programs are awfully good. K-State and Oklahoma are the only Big 12 teams that will play both of those teams in this first year on the road. So we've got a little hill to climb there, because I think you'll see a little bit later this summer, both of those teams are going to probably be in the top 15 or so when the new season starts.
And it definitely strengthens the program, not missing a beat on the football especially. So it should be a fun coming fall here with a lot of the activities going on with the athletics and new coaches and all that. Wyatt, once again, appreciate you. Thanks again for talking, and have fun on the Catbacker Tour here, not only tonight but the rest of the week.
Well, thank you so much. It's always great to be in Scott City. We always have a wonderful time here. These guys are absolutely the best, and good visiting with you. Thank you.